A big push to get people to work.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The big focus this week in Washington is on job creation. The Senate is going to take up a bill designed to encourage employers to hire new workers. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is with us live from our Washington Bureau with the latest. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
What's going to be in this job bill in the Senate?
I haven't seen the exact details, but there's a meeting at the White House tomorrow between President Obama and Democrats and Republicans from the Senate to find some common ground. They're talking about tax breaks for small businesses that hire, somewhere around $5,000 per new worker, plus a reimbursement for the Social Security taxes that are paid by small businesses for the new employees. This bill is also likely to have an extension of unemployment benefits for the out-of-work folks whose payments have run out. And it could divert bank bailout money into smaller community banks, community lenders, to get some credit flowing to small businesses.
Now, John, this proposal reaches the Senate just as Democrats have lost a little political clout there, right?
You're right. The new senator from Massachusetts, Republican Scott Brown, was sworn in late last week, and he's the 41st Republican vote, which means Democrats will have to attract at least a vote or two from the GOP to pass this jobs bill. And that's why there's a stress on tax breaks for businesses, as opposed to another government stimulus program to spend more money on infrastructure programs, as was done last year.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale reporting from our Washington Bureau. John, thanks.
You're welcome.
Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner says despite big budget deficits and a debt limit of $14 trillion, the U.S. government will not lose its high credit rating. He told ABC's This Week U.S. Treasury bonds are a safe investment and international investors buy them even in times of economic despair. Let's do the numbers. Right now in Europe, markets are up 0.5% or more for London, Frankfurt, and Paris. Asian shares mostly lost a little ground today. The Nikkei gave back about 1%. On Wall Street, last week made for 4 weeks in a row of declines. The Dow closed Friday at 10,012. Sometime between now and April, we're going to get the Social Security 2009 Annual Trustees Report. And like everything else these days, it's expected to be in the money hole. That's got Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan talking about the health of Social Security. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So we're getting this Social Security Trustees Report in a month or two. What are we expecting to see?
Well, we expect to see this report, which comes from the Secretary of Labor, the Secretary of the Treasury, and the head of Social Security. It's the annual update. And what it's going to tell you, if you look properly, is that this year, for the first time since 1983, Social Security is taking in less cash than it's spending.
And how will they characterize this? Will they sound the alarms and get everyone all worked up, or will they say, okay, we're okay right now?
They may not characterize it at all because they typically talk about things like the trust fund, which we won't go into, rather than what's actually going on a short-term basis in the system. So the words cash flow are not likely to come out of anyone's lips except possibly mine.
Has this always been, Alan, a number finagling thing? It seems like we get the wise ones at the White House and Congress, political party, no matter. They find a way to say Social Security is sound. I mean, is that really the case?
That's what they always say. It's really not the case because Social Security, if you really understand it, can really not in the end pay out much more than it takes in. And this trust fund that it has is of no economic value. But everybody focuses on the trust fund and the year the trust fund will supposedly disappear. And I, being sort of tacky, talk about the difference between what's coming in and what's going out, which is now negative for the first time in a long time.
What does the government say to 20-somethings or even older folks, you know, the baby boomers or Generation X? What does the government say to those folks who have paid into Social Security and may not get anything out?
To people over 55, they say everything is fine. To those of you whippersnappers who are under 55, what they say is, trust us.
And should we?
Unless they fix the system, no. But I hope they do fix it.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan with us this morning. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services. And by PBS, presenting Faces of America with Henry Louis Gates Jr., Meryl Streep, and Stephen Colbert, who dig into their family trees Wednesday at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
The America's Cup sailing race gets underway today off the coast of Valencia, Spain. The two contestants, both billionaires, and they've spent a lot going after the cup, Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports.
At stake, returning the America's Cup to America for the first time in 15 years. Software mogul Larry Ellison will represent the USA. He'll face biotech billionaire Ernesto Bertarelli of Switzerland.
It's always had great appeal to people with a lot of money, and this time around is no exception.
That's Charles Mason of Sail Magazine, who's been following the Cup for 40 years. But he says there are some differences this year that prove just how valuable the America's Cup is to these moneyed mariners.
You know, $100 million probably was spent this year on the design and engineering of these boats. The big extra cost this year, of course, is the legal fees.
Legal fees incurred after a long battle over the location and rules of the race and the specs of the vessels. The upside for sailing fans, Mason says, is two floating masterpieces cutting through the water at speeds of 25 knots or more.
Anytime you get two 90-foot multi-hulls going around a course at these speeds, you want to say, wow!
In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
And finally, a new poll in Britain finds owners of cats are on average more educated than those who have dogs. After talking to thousands of pet owners, University of Bristol researchers say cat owners are 1 1/3 times more likely to have a college degree. Their conclusion? More educated people tend to work longer hours, and they find a pet to fit their lifestyle. A cat doesn't require a trip outside several times a day. And really couldn't care less if anyone's around. Hey, check us out online at marketplace.org. Get the podcast while you're there and share your thoughts with us, too. Marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.